Welcome to Connecting with Revolutionary Minds, conversations with IT and business leaders from WebEx. In this series of podcasts, you'll hear from IT and business pioneers working on the leading edge of the on-demand business. Catch the latest trends and find out where the industry is headed. I'm Paul Lancor with PodTech.net. And for this podcast, I sat down and spoke with Brian Curry, Vice President of Business Services at AOL. He says instant messaging is becoming an important front door for rich collaborative interaction in the workplace. I first wanted to know how much of instant messaging using AOL is being done at work.
When we talk about the instant messaging network at AOL, it really consists of people who are coming to the network through our AOL software, through our free AIM client, through ICQ. Even users of Macintoshes all ship with an iChat piece of software that connects to the AIM network. And across that broad spectrum of users, we expect about 20% of that. Most indications show us that 20% are using it in the workplace.
So there's kind of a groundswell of use of messaging and AOL in the workplace, and this is not the traditional idea of enterprise software where decisions are made at the upper levels of the enterprise and those are disseminated throughout the organization. In this case, what we're talking about is people who have a need and who go out and seek this software, and in this case, they're using AOL software for that need.
That's right, and I think it's a great example of some of the lessons that we're learning in the enterprise software and services space from the consumer side of the business, where users are bringing tools into the workplace that are just essential to their work life, that aren't necessarily big monolithic decisions by IT administrators, but offer them an opportunity to do their jobs better. Instant messaging is a great example of that. And AIM itself really has always been kind of a groundswell product for AOL. It's been something that we put out there. Initially, AIM was put out there for free so that AOL members would have somebody to talk to.
And now that you see that there is this use going on in business, it's an opportunity. And what is AOL doing to try and take advantage of this opportunity?
Well, that's right. It is an opportunity, and it's one that really kind of snuck up on us. What we found is that as we looked at our base of about 86 million active users on the network, and we started looking at indicators, it occurred to us that around 20% of that were folks in the workplace, and it's a great opportunity for us to better service that. So what we really did is we found in our WebEx partnership a way to build a specialized version of that service for those users that addresses the many different ways they use instant messaging that really is different than a consumer. They have a lot of scheduled events in their day, so we added things like calendaring. They have a lot of needs to collaborate more richly, so we were interested in rich sharing and online meeting scenarios for those users.
So the experience is a little bit different for the user in that they have expanded applications that they can go to from the AIM interface.
That's right. I mean, at the center of all of it really is this notion that you have a list of contacts that are central to the way you do your job. We called it the buddy list for consumers. We call it a contact list for business users. At the heart of that is presence and the ability to do real-time messaging. And it takes people out of these latency loops that they've come to experience with email, where you have to send something and wait for a reply. There's really no need for that if you're all in front of computers all day. Many times you can solve things in the moment.
Are you finding that you're coming up against a mindset that's against that? I know that the reason that a lot of people, including myself, have had instant messaging software on their computers at work is because it does fit a need. And yet, I've had IT people come to my desk when I have a problem and they look at the software I have loaded on and say, what's this doing on your computer? I didn't put this here. So are you finding that there is an inherent dissonance there, and what can you do to overcome that?
Probably a couple of years ago, we found that there was some resistance to it by IT administrators. I think today, it just continues to outpace their own desire to have some kind of sanctioned use in the workplace. And that's one of the great things about the WebEx partnership for us is that we can say to someone who has a lot of use of AIM going on inside their workplace and they're looking for a sanctioned way to manage it, we can simply point them to WebEx, and WebEx can add that layer on top of the AIM solution without ripping and replacing all those buddy lists and all those services that users have come to count on.
So again, it's historically has been a sort of a grassroots kind of viral way of growing. What do you think is going to happen in the future with this sort of collaboration?
Well, I think certainly it'll continue to be viral. I think a lot of end users will continue to pull this product into the workplace. But I think increasingly through vendors like WebEx, IT managers will have ways to do that in a sanctioned and managed way. So one of the nice benefits of our partnership is we're complementary in that way. AOL can continue to seed that market whereas WebEx can come in and offer a formal management sanctioned version of instant messaging, all of which sort of centers on this very easy to adopt and non-disruptive way to move your AIM use to a sanctioned business AIM use.
Anything else you'd like to add that our audience would be interested in knowing about where this is going or your collaboration with WebEx?
Well, I think probably the other thing to keep an eye on is that as we solve for the basics of instant messaging at work, the thing that WebEx is really bringing to the table is a way to take that front door for instant messaging and drive it deeper into business process. And some of the products that they're coming out with, like WebEx Connect, is not only going to create a deeper, richer, workflow-based, data-based way to interact in the workplace, but it's also going to open up a platform for partners to continue to add value. And that front door today for instant messaging will expand to include not only other communication modalities like voice, but it'll expand to become shared workplaces where people collaborate online richly.
So you see the future of this very possibly being, for example, the AIM portal being the way in for users to get all kinds of rich applications at the workplace.
I think so. I think what's a likely outcome over the course of the next few years is that we'll all find that increasingly the two key front doors on the desktop at work are the browser for getting to content and the instant messaging client for doing communication. And those will become two very important front doors that lead to a lot of the different functions in your business day.
Is this finally the dawning of the fat server, thin client model that has been kind of kicked around for a long time? Is my PC just way too robust for anything I really need to be doing? And is this sort of the end of that model?
I don't know that it's the end of the model of dedicated thick applications on the desktop, but I certainly see that there's a trend toward the ease of deployment, the ease of management associated with services-based architectures. A lot of the SOA-oriented architectures that are coming out there today, as well as the browser-based clients, really point in that direction. It's no accident that we find ourselves constantly pointing to harbingers of the future that include things like Google mashups. The reason those are there is that they're very quick to deploy, they're very nimble, and they don't require a lot of technology investment at the desktop level to achieve them. And I think those models apply very well in business, and we're just really seeing the first days of those kinds of applications come into the business environment.
Brian Curry, Vice President of Business Services at AOL, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Join us next time, right here, for our next podcast in the series, Connecting with Revolutionary Minds, from WebEx. Thanks for listening.